Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got that. Sports Radio 92.9 again. That was beautiful.
Right?
I wish we had that on TV.
Right?
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We just got a little show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like Central Park with Diana Ross a second ago.
But you know what, though? For a certain generation, this song was something they sang like in school.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on social media people said they sang it like in their church choir. I mean, this particular song. So this is a Quincy Jones song that resonated with a lot of people who were children during the time this song came out. And they, a lot of
you're going to tell them the song for the folks who don't know?
This is tomorrow.
Okay, I'm just saying. But,
that's a word with words. Before that came out with words, it was an instrumental done by Brothers Johnson, who also produced by Quincy Jones.
That's absolutely.
Okay,
Popping,
there we go.
You can tell everybody who was singing, though. Quincy don't sing.
Tevin Campbell.
Thank you.
Sing on that one, yeah.
Who was supposed to be the next Michael Jackson.
But you mean, you know, whoever he called up, he said, hey, man, I'm working on something. I need you to come over and sing something. Who's going to tell him no? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Everybody showed up. You know, when he would put together something, he would have some of the most amazing people join in. But you didn't give us our city yet.
I didn't do any of that because I was taken back by the performance on the other side of the glass, which, by the way, I have videoed. I got 10 seconds of her doing this.
All right, now.
This is beautiful. She got arms out. And just ain't no mountain high enough. She was doing that kind of thing. Even though it was a different song. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 Game. On this Sunday, November the 10th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody in Ackworth.
Okay.
Up in Ackworth.
Up there, right by the lake.
Right there, 92.
Lake Allatoona.
I almost said something else differently.
No.
We're still efforting our guest, I take it. Oh, we have her.
We have our guest.
Well, let's do the introductions here.
All right,
welcome on, Miss Janet. This is the first time we've had an opportunity to speak with you. Janice Kuhn joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and good morning.
And a good morning to you, gentlemen. I got to listen to a little Diana Ross now.
Yeah. Well, no, you missed the performance. Are you a fan of Quincy Jones? Any his music stay
with
you?
Are you kidding me? Come on now. Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic music all around. Well, we got something happening, too, with our group that's true to the South Side, the College Park Skyhawks, getting ready to get this thing started. This season is beginning. And, boy, we're going to be in action tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Home opener. I'm actually standing on the court right now pacing, gentlemen. I'm so excited. So Friday night, we got our 100th win in D.C. And tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on this Remembrance Day, we're going to start this thing up here on the South Side.
Janice, what is it as you stand there on the court when you obviously thinking about tomorrow night? What is it on your wish list for tomorrow night other than a win from the team, but as far as the fan experience coming out to the game?
Well, here's the thing. This is a great arena. So what do I wish? I wish everyone comes out, sees how easy it is to park, enjoys the great fan-friendly food out here, and then gets up close and personal with the next stars in the NBA.
That's very true. It's very true with what you can expect when you get to see the Skyhawks play, because we've seen that in the course of recent years. A lot of players who will spend time on both teams You know, some will spend time there and then come up to play with the Atlanta Hawks. Talk about the working relationship and what people can expect this year between us, because we have some players that we do expect to spend some time in both places, right?
Absolutely, we do. But it all starts with three people that have changed my life, and that's our GM Landry, our coach Quinn Snyder, and Kyle Korver, who oversees the program. Their dedication, gentlemen, to the development down here is I can't even express to you their commitment to it. So they believe in it. So they're here often. And the way they are coaching our coaches to get our players ready to get whenever they get called up to go back and forth, it's just kind of an amazing thing, actually. So it really starts with them. And then, yeah, I think you're probably going to see Keaton and Seth up there, we hope. And it's a beautiful thing, right? Because on our best day, we want all those guys to go up. So can you imagine what it's like to be a head coach here? You could start your day thinking you have one roster and end up with another one. So it's an interesting time.
It really is there. And obviously, you talk about the success or the want for the success of this team. Any team, as they begin a season or just get started, the infrastructure we have discovered is as important as anything on the periphery that helps teams. Teams always talk about, players always talk about, the crowd gets them up. Well, one of the things that's unique that I don't know if the rest of Atlanta knows about, if you live in College Park, you get a free ticket.
Okay.
You most certainly do.
You get a free ticket if you live in College Park. You show up with your driver's license and you say, I'm from College Park. Boom. So they are definitely like a quilt. Positioning and welding themselves together with the community. Where else have we seen that, Sam?
Wow. Wow, folks. We're spending time this morning on the waitfor.com hotline. Janice Kuhn from Skyhawks is joining us. They are social. You can always find them at CP Skyhawks, at CP Skyhawks. We have a change at head coach. Talk about that and what you expect to see from him and what he's going to be having to work with.
So, he's fantastic, but Coach Schmidt, how about that, gets called up one season and is coaching on the Hawks now.
Yeah.
So I think my favorite story is on Media Day, our new GM, Aaron Evans, and our coach, we did a little chalk talk with our members. And, you know, they both talked about when they got the offer to come down here and get this gig, they were like, yes, because they know that in order to move up, you got to have reps. And yeah, they're going to get the reps here. The coach here, Coach has been working with Coach Snyder for about 8 years now. So they know each other really well. So I think you're going to get to see he's talented. He's calm. He's just a good guy. He's just fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture Janice on the court right now, walking around doing this interview.
Yeah, right.
Just by herself out there. Yeah, just
so
bouncing
fun.
Ball. Yeah. Janice Kuhn.
No, okay, so
go ahead.
We're putting up the nets right now. Like, yeah, it's exciting here.
This is what but I want you to do a little sales job here because, we talked about the College Park connection and them coming in for free. But opening night, what are we looking forward to tomorrow night? I want you to talk about college night and the Wednesdays and then also what you have for the kids.
Okay, so here's the things. Tomorrow night, it's residence night. Residents come in, free ticket. Also, too, Remembrance Day, so you show your valid military ID, we're letting you come in, too. And you are going to have a show like no other. There is great entertainment here. We're going to have great halftime acts. And then you're going to be so excited because we're going to just dazzle you to death. Then you're going to want to come back Wednesday. What's exciting about Wednesday? It's our college night because we want the college kids to come out to get exposure, to enjoy some 50-cent wings. And then we'll give you a little couple-day break. And then on Sunday, you're going to bring the kiddos out. And we're going to have space paint for them, balloon makers, and just the atmosphere here. It's small. Again, I can't express that enough. Small, intimate space where you can see the kids, have some fun, and just enjoy yourself. And again, you're watching some of the best ball. These guys go out and play every day like they're wanting to make it up to the top, right? So,
right.
I mean, you're just seeing really competitive ball on both sides of the court. So, and on the business side, too, you're going to see I'm always really thankful when I have to say to the business team who is also starting their careers, and they're getting it done too. So
that's what
it's
I was going
to
ask
great
you
place
about.
To come out, you guys.
Genesis.
Good food, good fun, good music.
Genesis, what I was going to ask, I was going to ask you about that. About we know about the development of the players and the members of the coaching staff, but also on the business side, what people get to do when they work with the Skyhawks and how it prepares them also for the next level in working in the sports industry.
Yeah, we take it so seriously, and it's so this is where you kind of start, right? And again, you start to get your reps. You get a real perspective of the entire business. This is a really small team that I work with. And in a perfect world, they get their reps in about usually 2 or 3 years. They get their call up or call out. Last year, we had a guy go to the NFL and work in the community there. We have several of our entertainment team that have moved on to the W, to the NFL. So this is where you get to do your reps. You take time, you learn, and then you move up.
Wow, that is simply amazing. Simply amazing, the things that you're going to get a chance to do. Now between now and Monday, you're on the court now. Now, how much time will you spend there today?
So we're going to have a pretty full day here because we want to be able to walk out of here today, and not that any of us are going to sleep because we're just too excited, right?
We're just too excited.
So we're going to stay here till we feel great. And then tomorrow morning, we'll be back at it and just waiting for the fans to come down. I think this team is going to be really they're again, defense is back, but they're just, from what I've seen, first game on Friday, fun to watch, hard working. And I think it's just going to be a great night to come out.
What's the react?
What else can you do on a Monday night? Right.
There you go.
Okay, we'll talk. Wow. Listen to our station to a game, but that's okay if you're not doing that. We're gonna continue to help you let our audience know what you guys are doing out there, because it is something that's special. And like I said, I ain't never seen a team offer free tickets to the location that they're actually sitting in.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Right.
College Park, y'all just come on out here. We just got the doors open for you. So they just have.
We are committed to the South Side.
So they just have very. We got to put that on a bumper sticker.
There you go, man.
What was I going to say? So what do they have to do? They show their license at the door?
They've got to go online.
Oh,
go
okay.
to cpskyhawks.com. They got all the directions there.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
All right.
All right, Jen. No, we like having. She's bringing all this energy.
I know,
this
man.
Is great. So
listen, and you're only going to feel this times 1,000 when you come down. So I hope you all come down and just enjoy. So I know, you know, life gets busy, but this is really a fun venue, and it's just such. I can't express enough the ball that you will see here. So I hope you all come out and check in once in a while with us.
There is no better salesperson than this woman right now talking about this.
Fantastic.
This is Janet Kuhn with the Skyhawks. Their home opener is tomorrow night. And thank you for getting up.
Thank you.
Bringing all this energy and letting folks know about this team, this location, and what they have in store for them moving forward.
Absolutely. Ain't no mountain high enough, gentlemen.
Ooh, there we go.
And then she tags it with that.
There you go.
Hey, we got to get her back. Janice, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
There
Bye-bye.
You go. Yeah, she was listening, too. Threw a little Diana Ross in there at the end.
That. Yeah. Mm. Mm.
I left a little couple pieces of unfinished business, which I'll get to moving forward. But up next is our boy Joe Patrick. Joe, if you're listening, you better have a couple hats with you. Because, yes, we'll be talking Atlanta Falcons, but we know how you feel about our Atlanta United
mm-hmm.
and what happened last night. So we will be talking to you next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning, the 10th day of November. Sam and I are doing a little tribute to Quincy Jones and playing his music. I think we would agree that this is the probably his greatest achievement of everything that he did. Still the biggest selling song of all time. Raising the money that it has raised. And some of the best stories to come from this session.
Oh, yeah, now.
Of all time. And the people that it's like the if you watch the documentary about the Dream Team and the friendships that came from that, and you just shake your head going, Patrick Ewing and Larry Bird became best friends.
Oh yeah.
And so and I'll just say this real quick before we bring Joe on. The individual segments that he had in that song where everybody kind of did their own little bit, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie, Ray Charles, and so on and so forth. And the story that came from this that Bob Dylan didn't want to sing by himself. He had a problem just singing by himself and knowing everybody was looking at him, and he didn't know if he should sing it, try to sing it different than Bob Dylan style. And Quincy was like, no, I got you here because you Bob Dylan. We want you to do it. And he still didn't get it. And Billy Joel has told a story. Stevie Wonder had to go over and show Bob Dylan how to sing like Bob Dylan. It was funny when you hear this story, and he was doing an impression of him, showing him what he wanted. The stories from that documentary are
remarkable.
They really are. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Joe Patrick, who's getting ready to marshal us into the Wade Ford tailgate show after we get out of here. And, of course, he'll be joined by John Fricke. Joins us right now, and hopefully we didn't have a problem with him on the elevator. Getting, you know, doing what he's doing. Joe, man.
Good morning,
always,
Joe.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good to be on, guys. It should be a fun game today. Obviously, all the animosity always comes up for this one, and I got to think the Falcons players probably still have what happened last year on their minds today when they go back down to the Superdome.
I tell you what, we were deciding on what we were going to come at you with first, and so we'll stay with the Falcons because it sounds like you got the response here. But we want to get your thoughts on what happened with Atlanta United. But let's finish with the Falcons and this rivalry. You know, on the surface, you think that the Falcons are going to go into New Orleans and handle their business, but I'm sure Miami felt that yesterday coming in against Georgia Tech. You know, football is just you cannot pinpoint what's going to happen from week to week with this sport this year.
Well, the thing of it is, this week in New Orleans, you saw him part ways with the coach, and that can go one way or the other.
Yeah, it can.
Either the Falcons can go in there and beat the brakes off of them, or these guys bow up and say, you know what, they fired the coach. That don't mean we're bad.
Exactly.
You know, so which one do you think we're going to get today, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you always have to expect a team that has an interim head coach like this in his first game for the team to, you know, come show up and play for him. And especially this coach, he is, you know, kind of been a special teams guy for New Orleans, but he really is the emotional leader, seems, of that coaching staff. And you could tell by the sentiments that were going around on social media last week that, you know, there was just – Dennis Allen had lost that team and the wider fan base and even maybe the former players. And so, I'm sure that when New Orleans was looking at, okay, well, we're getting rid of Allen, who can we bring in? It's got to be a guy that this team is bought into, that they're going to play hard for. And that's what I fully expect from this Saints team today. And you're right, guys. I mean, you can't overlook these teams. And anyone around the NFL, like any coach or player, will tell you that there's no easy games in the NFL, which is, of course, true because these guys are all professionals and have a responsibility. They feel a sense of responsibility to play at a certain level, aside from just kind of the vibes. But, this game in New Orleans, it's always one that's going to throw wrenches in the works, and you just got to be ready for anything. You know, they're down a bunch of players, too, but They have some crazy gadget players like Taysom Hill who always seem to give the Falcons fits. That's
yes,
for sure.
Does.
So they're going to have their they're going to be ready. Yeah, for sure.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com with Joe Patrick. You know, we're looking, we're talking about the eyeball test early, which is what I use a lot more than numbers or statistics and things like that. And I'm looking at this team right now, and regardless of what it says on paper, I'm looking at a 7-2 team. It says 6-3, but I'm looking at a 7-2 team right now. Without that bad call at the end of the Kansas City game, that's where they're sitting at. Mm. They came back and won that game, as far as we're concerned. Now, having said that, do you think they are playing like one of the top teams in the NFL going into one of these rivalry matchups?
Well, they definitely are offensively, you know, and that's what's, I think, fun for Falcons fans right now is you feel like this team has legitimate top 10 offense in the NFL. And honestly, they're probably better than just 10th. You know, they're probably more like top 8 or so, or potentially even better. And that's what you hoped for when you bring in a quarterback like Kirk Cousins. And I think that it's especially what Falcons fans have been dying to see after not really having a prolific offense to speak of for the last few years. And I think that that offense makes you feel like you can basically hang with anybody, whether it is the Chiefs, whether it is, you know, any of these teams that the Falcons have beat, like the Eagles so far this year. I mean, that offense gives you a chance to win football games. I feel it used to be different. In my opinion, the perception was you needed a defense in the NFL to kind of hang with teams. And I think that the sport of football has just changed. It's gotten so much more offensive in recent years. It's really that offense that you kind of need as the building block of a successful team. And it feels like that's what the Falcons have. Now, on defense, it's a different story. On defense, they're kind of doing enough to get by. It's not pretty. It's not actually even very effective, honestly. I mean, they're not a top half of the NFL offense. So if they really do want to consider themselves like contenders, Super Bowl contenders with those top teams, like you mentioned there, Greg, the Chiefs, the Lions, these types of teams, they're going to have to improve defensively in this second half of the season. But there's still time for that. You know, like the Falcons team that went to the Super Bowl in 2016 was not – they weren't destroying people at this point in the year. They kind of came along in that second half, and that's what so often you see – in the NFL with these types of teams is they really find who they are, that identity, so to speak, in that second half of the season. So I think that that's what the coaches and the players will be looking for as they, you know, head into this thing with a lot of winnable games at that point in the year, of course, in this second half of the season in a couple weeks. They have their bye week, and then we'll see how they go in from there. Still a lot to work on, but I'm with you, Greg. I mean, I think they are playing like a team that has, you know, potential to be that top seed in the NFC.
Fantastic, folks. As always, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Sunday morning. Got rain falling here in Midtown.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Do.
With Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can find him at JAPatrick200 at JAPatrick, all lowercase 200. You ready to turn and talk about these folks and what they did down in South Florida last night, Greg?
Oh, please. I mean, this is like one of the sports stories in the city right now.
He's worked up to talk about that.
We couldn't wait to talk about it because we know the last time we brought them up to you, you had like two words to say about it.
Ralph Cramden.
Talk about what has happened with this team since this time, and can you believe it?
And for those who don't know, you got to, you know, don't bury the lead. Atlanta United won. It knocked
Atlanta
Messi
United
out.
Yeah.
Folks
out,
are waking up to find
Messi
this out.
Messi can go and sell his fragrance. I saw it at a store this week. He can sell
it
alone for Christmas.
I love it. Not only do they beat Lionel Messi, but I mean, like, you know, Lionel Messi's team, Inter Miami, set a record in MLS for the amount of points they accrued over the regular season. They only lost 4 games during the entire regular season, guys. And Atlanta United, now, of course, the postseason wins don't count to that 4, but Atlanta United's beaten them 3 times already this year. One of those regular season losses came at the hands of Atlanta. And then, of course, they beat them back-to-back games in the playoffs. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it is the most unlikely, the biggest upset, basically, in MLS history when you consider this is over the course of 3 games where Atlanta United beat this team. And it was an Atlanta United team that was left for dead a few weeks ago by yours truly included. You know, like, this has not been a fun team to watch for most of the year, but they really have found something in these last few weeks. And I do think part of it is tactical. I think there are some kind of nuts and bolts reasons for why they're playing better, they're playing more effectively against some of these teams. But there's also just a totally renewed sense of belief in that locker room. Brad Guzan is playing out of his gourd right now. Yeah. And, you know, great to see a player like him, you know, at the later stages of his career, obviously coming back from a big time injury perform the way he has. I mean, he honestly looks like one of the.
Did you see that?
Oh yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah,
they pushed him in the back of the net.
That was. It's so weird because these goalkeepers, you know, you can't touch them, you know, while the play is going on. But then it seems like, yeah, after the goal is scored. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he just got to get shoved.
Knocked him into the net and then pointed at him, and like he said something about his mama, too. It was, I had never seen that before.
Guys, it is very hard to get out of a goalkeeper's net when you're falling into it like that because you can't, like, push off and for leverage. So he looked very silly. Yeah, he looked very funny there, which I'm sure he didn't appreciate. But no, I mean, he's been playing so great, and he's been so key to all the success that Atlanta United is having. And he's also, but guys, like, what I was saying is, like, he's the. He's like the emotional and like kind of almost spiritual leader of this team too. I mean, like he has them ready to play. I always say this: he's like the Grady Jarrett of Atlanta United. Now he's more vocal and outspoken, I think, than Grady, but he's also that professional day in day out that is going to hold guys accountable even when things aren't going great. And that's why I'm so happy to see him. And I've actually spoken to him. He said his favorite player for is Grady Jarrett, and I've spoken to Grady Jarrett. He says his favorite player on Atlanta United is Brad Guzan. So they've got a little bit of a shared kindred spirit there.
And you not only that, you know, you also enjoy the fact that they did it against their old coach.
Yep.
They did it that way. And you got to know that you made David Beckham's night just really, really miserable.
Absolutely.
So those are the two names I was thinking of after the match. He's like, they did it against the old coach, and then David Beckham's feeling miserable.
David Beckham, the commissioner, Don Garber, who I'm sure was phoning in to the fourth official to add, you know, 15, 20 minutes of stoppage time, however much it needs for Miami to advance in this thing. But, Atlanta wasn't going to let that happen. And it does make it sweeter, guys, when you feel like, you know, the league – all the special interests are going against you that you just stick it right to them, you know, and the underdog prevails and goes on. And now they face another, rivalry game in this playoffs against Orlando City, which is a team that they beat to kind of jumpstart this run who beat on decision day to get themselves into the playoffs in the first place. So kind of funny how this story is all unwoven for Atlanta United.
It's crazy, Sam, too. And I think I bring this back to the NFL. But you know who just can't help but trip and fall into some sort of success is Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
Right? He wasn't paying attention a minute about this, right? Yeah. He worried about he might be in New Orleans for all we know, right? But he got that call or he saw that or, you know, Steve Cannon told him.
He was in Florida last night.
He was there?
He was there.
I'm telling you, you know, you look at some of these owners and as he gets ready for football today, he had a great Saturday. Right, and going into this game, could have another. And I think about another owner who's dipped his toe into MLS, and that's Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with that New England team? And then we haven't mentioned it much, but Jerry Jones, what must his weekly be like, given the where this team is? And now his quarterback's got to have season-ending surgery.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that when you heard that, Joe? As far I know, we like to pile on the Cowboys. So as we exit this station, this segment. Yeah. Let's do something.
Yeah, probably the smart move for the Cowboys. I mean, they kind of got to pack it in. But, man, sad days for Jerry Jones. It feels like they're at the end of at the end of a window. They just signed Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb to these huge contracts. But it already feels like they're going to do that weird thing where they're just kind of stuck in mediocrity for a while where they've got these players who are good but not great and not able to surround themselves with great money because of the cap situation. So, Tough for Jerry. I feel terrible. I feel terrible for the guy.
I'm so sad. Atlanta United plays again in a couple of weeks. Would you rather be playing sooner? I mean, with the momentum they got going, or you feel like that's not going to affect them?
Is it one and out?
It could be, yeah. I mean, who knows? It's so tough to tell, but I will say that, I mean, this team has been playing so many games lately that I think the rest can't do anything but help them, especially, you know, they've had some injuries, and you can see Steven Gregerson is able to play 30 minutes, so maybe the rest will help him, and I would think that the guys won't lose any kind of gusto. I think when the game gets going again, they'll be able to bring everything. So I think I guess I'll side with the rest helping them. But I think from a fan's perspective, honestly, you just want games. You just want to see this team play again, which I didn't foresee us saying that kind of thing about this Atlanta United team a month ago.
Hey Joe, I didn't know. Is it a one and done at this point, or is it like?
It's a one and done. From now on, it's one game. Atlanta United will be on the road. They got to be road warriors from here on out.
Yeah, so there's no more at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Man, they're going to earn
it. But you know what, though? You're going to see Atlanta fans are going to show up wherever they're playing.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Travel well.
They're going to travel well. They're going to travel. How can you help but not travel well after what you've seen this team do?
Absolutely.
We can go take over some stadiums. We got there for Joe. Yeah, we can do that.
Joe, Orlando's drivable.
I know. That's right. Right. Absolutely. Joe, we appreciate it as always. You know, and know you're going to be on just a little while to get us all set for Falcons football. But so glad you joined us as
always. Appreciate it, man. As always.
Hey. Always enjoy being on, guys. Thanks so much.
All right.
I'll see you in a bit.
That is Joe Patrick joining us. We will, of course, our colleague. He'll be with John Fricke coming up top of the hour. We're going to wrap things up as we get you set for this full day of football
and action. Championship day for NASCAR.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that next.
Here we are.
Sam McGregor, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam McGregor take us with you on the Odyssey app and everybody around here. As we turn things over to Joe Patrick and John Fricke, top of the hour, we're finishing up with our Quincy Jones tribute. This, of course, Sanford and Son to this. Did you know who the real Fred G. Sanford was? Or why he chose that name, Fred G.?
It was like Red Fox's brother or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
His brother had passed and his name was Fred G. Mm-hmm. And so when he got on Sanford and Son, he told them, no, I want his name to be Boom. No one's looking at me. You know that story, huh? Yeah, that was his brother. Anyway, let me take care of a couple things here, and then you're going to take care of a couple things in NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got Noel to come in here and jump in because there's stuff I want to just knock out that I forgot during the casting call segment. Thank you for those of you who have reached out to me and made fun of me and everything else connected with Beauty in Black. It is running on Netflix right now. It's Tyler Perry, and I started showing up at episode 3, and I've been hearing some folks.
Right.
I've been hearing from folks here in Chicago and different places. So I want to thank you. But they are all – and I told you, Sean Thompson reached out to me.
Yeah.
So that's going on Netflix right now. Check it out and enjoy it. I've been telling you about the – when we come back, Sam, by the time we have our next show, I will be able to finally post the picture that I have been sitting on for 2 years.
Yes, you have.
Because Red One will be out. And if you don't know what Red One is, it's the new movie with The Rock. And boy, the cast in this thing is crazy. But J.K. Simmons, Chris Evans, Red One. That premieres next Friday. But was just released the other day was the trailer for Dear Santa. You would think that I'm like a regular old actor. But no, these are two things that were left over from last year because of the strike. So there were two Christmas movies I was blessed enough to be cast in last year. Well, they're airing this year. So we have Red One and then Dear Santa. That is where kids write letters to Santa, but somehow one of them, things get diverted to Satan, who is played by Jack Black.
Ah.
But it's Jack Black. It's Keegan-Michael Key. It's Post Malone. You guys, go check out the trailer. So that's all I want you to do. Go check out the trailer for Dear Santa, and that's what's coming up. It's also a couple good holiday movies. But check out the casting call, too, because Sam and I do this together. We let you know about holiday money that you can start gathering. And being an extra in some of these projects, it's an easy way to do it. You don't got to go out and get pictures or headshots on it. It just look like everybody they need. Got restaurant patron needs this week, bar patrons, things like that are easy. Doctors, cops, stuff like that. So you can make some holiday money. Also, seriously, did you see game day at all yesterday, a little bit, or Thursday night football? They paid tribute, and Herb Street got through it on Thursday. He could not yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
His dog died.
His dog,
the famous Ben. Mm-hmm. Who has been a part of that game day broadcast for I don't know how long, but everybody knows that he travels with this dog, and he'd been dealing with cancer, and they had to put him down this past week.
Mm.
And those of us that are dog lovers, Tracy couldn't make it. She was watching it.
Yeah.
And they're hugging Jesse while watching this. But he had to put his dog down. And anybody who's had to put their dog down knows what it's like. But they did a tribute, video tribute during the show, and he couldn't even talk through it. Like, they had to keep coming on for Herb Street.
Well,
so I wanted to make mention of that. Rest in peace, Ben. Anyway, we got some finals going on with NASCAR, man. What's
absolutely. Today is championship day for NASCAR as they prepare to race out in wonderful Phoenix. The final race of the year, that's where it's going to finish. And you got your four guys who are going to be your title contenders there. Martin Truex will be on the pole for this race and what will be his final as a full-time NASCAR driver. But you got William Byron, you got Tyler Reddick, you got Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano. Those are your four who will be going for the championship today. The background drama is with Tyler Reddick's car 45. Of course, his car is owned by the 2311 Racing with Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin. They, of course, are suing NASCAR, for saying that they're monopolized things and not doing things fairly with the racing teams, and they're trying to shake things up. And so they had the lawsuit. Was basically, what was it, denied or whatever? The charter. Well, the ruling was in favor of NASCAR, the early ruling by the U.S. District Court. So this is in the courts.
They've had a problem, Jordan's team and maybe a couple others, with the France
them
family.
Them in front row racing in 2311. And so you've talked about how, you've talked about many times when you talk about NASCAR and the France family and how they've been running things.
Yes. I mean, I don't have the now. This is where we need to bring on Adam Alexander.
Yeah.
Probably when he's between contracts.
Yeah. Right.
He's got to be between contracts, because then he'll give us the real before, we want to have him signed and have to button his lip a little bit.
But at the same time, they're going to go on and race now. They're not going to race. They said he could be uncharted for next season. But wouldn't it be something if Tyler Reddick wins today?
We've seen. Yeah.
Tyler Reddick wins today, I'm kind of pulling for that, folks. I'm kind of pulling just for the photo and what that's going to look like. If Tyler Reddick goes out and wins today, and Jordan and Denny Hamlin are standing there with him at the end with the confetti flying over the place and this big old check they present, and they got to come out and bring this championship trophy, knowing that they're, they got legal stuff going on. That's a photo, man.
There's two examples that pop to mind that remind you of that. When a commissioner had to give the trophy to someone. First one was David Stern having to give the trophy to Mark Cuban. After all them years of Mark Cuban going after the refs and the league and him getting fined and all of that. And by the way, take a second to think about this one. Mark Cuban has been the bad boy of the NBA for years. Now he's the elder statesman.
Oh, yeah, now.
As far as owners.
He's telling other people, hey.
He's jumping ship, too. But that was one. And then the other one was the Super Bowl when Goodell had to give it to the Patriots after them deflate and then suing them about taking Brady's phone and all of that stuff. And then they went out and won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And everybody knew that was something that was hanging over that presentation.
But you couldn't wait for that photo opportunity at the end, right? That's what we may have later today with NASCAR. Coco Gauff, shout out to our home folks.
Yeah.
20 years old, winning the WTA final. First American woman to win it since Serena Williams. All the way back in 2014.
Yeah.
It's been that long since the U.S. woman won it. And get a first place check for $4.8 million.
That's oil money.
For one event, right?
That's oil money.
Next time y'all see Coco in town, at least make her take you to lunch. Because she could afford it, man. Just amazing. Fantastic what she was able to do. That's a great way to end the season. She will end the season with the number 3 worldwide ranking, headed for the Australian Open, which seems like happens in just a few weeks. If there's an off-season for tennis, it's like just minuscule. Because you really can't take any downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go somewhere warm, because when you start, it's going to be summer where you're going. So you don't have time during the holidays to sit around and eat a bunch of pumpkin pie and Big Mama's red velvet cake. You can't do that. You got to be working, getting ready, man, because let's say you want to. Why are you laughing like that?
No, I was thinking, the way you said it, but I was thinking of something else.
Okay.
But you weren't supposed to bring that up, because I didn't laugh out loud. I was a silent laugh, and you wouldn't put the business out there.
You don't like Big Mama's Red Velvet Cake? Right? I love Big Mama's Red Velvet Cake.
I'm not a big cake person, though, period.
Okay, well, then pie. Well,
Cupcakes.
Stuff that you like to enjoy during the holidays, you can't really enjoy that like you want to, because when you get off that plane in Australia, it's got to be on.
Well, you might feel you're in Germany there, Mike. If you listen to that promo.
Right,
Mikey,
right,
Mikey.
Right, what's that? Maybe so. We'll see.
I was trying to think if I got this right. It might be Horace Grant. It might be John Sally. But I was trying to think of the person. It might be John Sally. It'd be the only person who has played with both Pippen and Jordan, Shaq and Kobe, and Penny Hardaway.
Wow. That's quite a list.
Ain't it, though?
That's quite a list.
It means he hung around for a minute.
Yeah.
That was one. But I wanted to bring Noelle in if she had a second, because we haven't had her on this whole show other than just one good morning earlier, and I was curious to get her thoughts on
She was up on the Angel Reese shoe deal that came out this week.
I thought that was Shaq was behind that.
Well, I don't know.
You think?
I'm not sure, but it's with Reebok, and you know Reebok has been seeking to get some iconic athletes back right. on their brand. They're really going back to J.J. Watt. They signed a deal with J.J. Watt, and that's when all his injuries started happening.
Really? You know what I didn't think about that. You know what?
He was supposed to be the guy that was going to bring Reebok back, and he had a bunch of injuries. So Angel Reese, being on with him, I think is going to be good. Now, that shoe doesn't come for another year, though, right? When's that shoe come, Noel?
So the shoe is set to be released 2026.
Okay.
So it's going to be a whole year development, it sounds like. So she will probably get like custom designs of certain shoes they already have, like the club model and certain things like they've been doing. They'll give her certain clothes and accessories for the year coming up, and then that next year will be the Angel Reese brand.
Okay. All right.
Here's what I was going to ask you earlier. And it occurred to me this week that I had really been thinking about it for the last maybe couple of years, post-pandemic. And I want to know if you have an opinion about this, because it was somebody brought it up again this week when that whole LeBron-Jordan debate got brought up. And this person stopped him. He said, y'all are doing this all wrong. First of all, this is, you know, people who put LeBron in this argument are victims of the moment. The debate in the minds of this person and other people who I have heard say this should be Kobe. Now, my question to you is, all things being equal, and now that you have, we can see the end of LeBron's career. We can see it in total, regardless of what happens this year. Would you look at what Kobe left behind, his legacy and his Mamba mentality that's a part of how people teach this game, as opposed to LeBron? And they made a compelling argument. I said, I can't wait to ask Noel this. And so that's my question to you. However you want to pose it or however you want to position his entry point, do you think it should be a three-person debate? Should it be two and LeBron be moved out and Kobe moved in, as in the case of some of these people? He got more rings than LeBron, even though both of these guys didn't play as long as him. But he knows to keep his body, the longevity of his playing career is known how to do that with this group of players versus Jordan and Kobe before that.
Right.
They were kind of on the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that put into a blender. I was curious of what you thought. I don't get into that debate, but I'm just curious of what you thought of that it's actually happening.
I always thought the conversation should be Kobe and LeBron. I don't see a need to bring Jordan into it. Jordan is such a otherworldly thing. And I think we keep trying to bring that otherworldly thing down to earth and compare it to what we can see now.
Yeah.
But that's just something otherworldly. Like, you're never going to have that perfect storm of television media and television contracts and branding and marketing and all of it converged onto Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, everything that
well, no,
he
built it from, yeah, that's what I'm timing, saying. The timing of it.
Exactly. Yeah. You're never going to get
everything
that same convergence of the superstar dragging the league into the main sphere of everything. Like, that, mm-hmm. that changed the advertisement around sports figures and the money that they were making from advertisements and mm-hmm. the contracts and the TV money and the brand deals. And it'll never be that. So I always thought the conversation should be LeBron versus Kobe.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, then Jordan is this entity way over here,
yep. Yep.
and we're vying for the silver medal,
yes. mm-hmm.
if what you're saying is.
Yep.
Yes.
So as we do this in boxing, we put who? Joe Louis over here, and we talk about Ali and Tyson, or is Ali over here, and everybody else is going for the silver medal? And we do that in football. Tom Brady's over here, and we talk about this. I'm just curious, if that you apply that mentality to the other sports where we have these debates, is there another person who's so far ahead of who should be in that, you know, that next level? Does it apply in football? Is it Brady and everybody else? See, because then you got a really big argument. Because anyway, I want to know what you thought, Noel. Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw. You got a big week plan?
Big week plan, but just later on today, I'm going over to the over the Convocation Center, Georgia State women playing basketball, 2 o'clock. I'm on the call, ESPN Plus, first when we get started with basketball.
I got a pretty good week coming up too, so look forward to being back with you next Sunday and tell you all about it. For our audience, thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your Sunday mornings. You got Joe Patrick, John Fricke up next, all before the Wade Ford Tailgate Show and Falcons at New Orleans, which we will have for you right here in case you can't get in front of a TV. And tonight we got Detroit and Houston. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.